I'd say about 4 to 5 weeks after she was born, her mother noticed that her head shape was a funny shape. So we went along to the GP and had mentioned it to them, and but they thought because all wee babies' heads naturally come out different shapes, you know, everything would be okay. And then we went approached the health visitor, and the health visitor gave us, you know, positions which to lie me in, you know, to try and help her head shape.
Over the course of the weeks and months, those sorts of exercises didn't help.
No, they haven't helped at all. And we also attend physio with Mia and giving her plenty of tummy time and stuff like that. But it just seems to be getting worse. It's no better at all.
For anybody who doesn't know about the condition, just describe then what flathead syndrome is and how it affects Mia, how her head looks.
Well, one side of her head is like out in a big lump, and the other side's like flat, as if the back, if you look at the back of her head, it's as if it's sliced and gone up in a lump at the other end. It's actually affecting her wee eye, the muscles in her eyes drooping over, and her wee ears is offline. One ear is actually different than the other.
One ear's higher than the
Yes.
other, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Obviously, you and your daughter, you're concerned about Mia and the fact that her head isn't developing in the usual way. So, what did you do then?
I actually got in touch with I actually phoned my sister because she lives in London, and I asked her would she get in touch, you know, with hospitals over in London, because there's loads of clinics over there, London, Cardiff, and things that deal with these special helmets to help this. And she got in touch with the Kingston Hospital and explained Mia's circumstances, and they were willing to give me an appointment. So we travelled to London a week ago. And they done scans and stuff in Mia's head and says that it is severe. They're recommending the helmet for treatment, and they showed us loads of different pictures of different children that this has helped, and it's been remarkable results.
You've had to go to London to get treatment because this isn't offered here.
No, it's not offered in Northern Ireland at all, and they won't even pay for it in Northern Ireland, which I don't think it is right, because there is loads of children out there. If anybody wants to look it up, they say it's cosmetic. These babies didn't ask to be born like this. At the end of the day, they are only wee babies, and I think they should have a right. You know, there's loads of things done. There's people getting breast enlargement in the past on the NHS after has been cosmetic. So people need to look at this and say, you know, these babies need help.
When you hear that argument that it's cosmetic, having just described Mia's head to us and how it is affecting other parts of her face, what's your response?
I'm very angry. I don't think it is cosmetic. It can deform a wee child's life. It could give them a disability for the rest of their lives. Do you know what I mean? It's not that it's going to go away. It'll not go away. If it's not corrected, it's not going to go away. So therefore, me, I'd have to live her childhood and right into her adulthood with this deformity, which I don't think it's right, especially when there isn't technology there to help. Wouldn't be as bad even if there was a clinic here to be able to adjust these helmets. Then we wouldn't have to travel back and forward to London so many times. We'll go on the 1st of March for Mia to be fitted in her helmet. Then she has to return on the 8th of March to make sure that there's no problems with the helmet. With Mia growing so quick, the helmet needs to be adjusted each time, so this is what all these appointments are for. She has to go 3 times in March, once in April, May, June, and July.
How worried are you for Mia in this situation? Your nearest doctor who is dealing with her condition is in London.
I'm very worried because I'm really concerned when we do bring her back with the helmet on, if anything. You know, say she does get pressure points or whatever, and we don't have the money there to get the child seen. Now, it is my first grandchild, and I would do anything for any of my children. We're not asking for me to be perfect, you know what I mean? But everybody likes their children, and all we want is the best for Mia.